Chihuahua. Barber shop and a saloon owners in Lusaka's Jack compound have expressed concern over the prolonged hours of load shedding, which they say have negatively affected their businesses. Speaking on behalf of other affected business owners, Jackson Musuku says that in the past, they used to enjoy a stable power supply that helped their operations run smoothly. Mr. Musuku has told Kombon Radio News that it has now become difficult to plan for their businesses because they do not have access to a clear load shedding schedule. He has since appealed to Zesco Limited to update residents on the current situation and provide a consistent schedule to help business owners plan their operations better. Residents of Section C in Kankoyo constituency, Mufulira district, are appealing to government to address the ongoing water challenges in their area. One resident reported that they have been drawing water from a location known as Kanfukwenfukwe at a mining site called the 14 Shaft. She warned that the water could lead to a cholera outbreak as its safety and source are unknown. Other residents noted that some of the water used for drinking is also used for washing clothes, posing further health risks. And efforts to reach the area councillor for a comment were unsuccessful. Meanwhile, Kankoyo constituency member of parliament Hudson Mareta has expressed her sympathy for the residents, acknowledging the water supply issues due to a breakdown at the Malonga water treatment plant. Mr. Mareta says that they have been having challenges to sink boreholes as the mines are pumping water from a 14 shaft, which drains the water boreholes. He has, however, assured the residents that funds have been allocated to address these challenges and improve water supply.
We deeply sympathize with the people in Kankoyo constituency, more especially Section C, currently facing a lot of water challenges. For the past 3 days, they haven't received the water from Mulonga due to the breakdown Mulonga is having in the water treatment plant in the plant. We have been having challenges to sink boreholes in this part of Kankoyo because of the mine keeps on, the mine pumps out water from 14 shafts, which drains the water boreholes. The water from the water table. However, just last week we allocated the money to the to the council to sink a borehole at the new market which we are constructing.
A resident of Munsa Kambawa in Mukushi district, Shapi Kamwendo, has expressed concern over the early opening and late closing of bars in Katongola area. Mr. Kamwendo explained that some bars will start operating as early as 06 hours and close very late at night, a practice that often leads to fights and assaults among patrons. He has called on local authorities to patrol the area and take action against bar owners who open too early or operate beyond the permitted hours.
Pakatongola umuvo ulipo. Uwa kupuma abantu. Mweba kurire ama taveni pakatongola. Na angula mumu usakamba waji. Mweba kurire ama taveni. Please, chantu ishivo kwe vachi. Mungu kupuma abantu, emule sangwa nekukakwa. Mungu kupuma abantu, emule sangwa nekutapoku lukulipira vavienu indala meshi aluto. Please, swa papata pakatongola. Na ilishanya pamulandu uwa muvo ulipo. Uyo mubo ulipo, mwemwewe lela matave nifita mwede konkila kwenta mbifishi. Ukuisala kwa mwa matave ni, nekuisula panchita iya ba lulu kaunselo yo ba pera. Ba lulu kaunselo posemi kwa mani. Ama tave ni paka tongola 06 hours nishivali yiswile. Echi nerenga fionsefi ukuluku, ukuluku pumpana na ebantu nishiteri yonse. Nishisalu ilipo kutekwa pari ba lulu kaunselo. Ama tave ni yale fwa iku ukuisula pa good time, nekuisalinda po pa good time.
Children in distress, as Cindy Mufulira Project Coordinator Stephen Namumba has raised concerns about the effectiveness of the district's one-stop centers in tackling critical issues like gender-based violence and defilement. He says key departments, particularly social welfare and child affairs, are underperforming in this fight. Mr. Mumba emphasized that for these centers to truly serve the community, they must be staffed with police officers, human rights advocates, and health professionals. He also called for broader community involvement and urged our government to deploy more officers to strengthen the response to these pressing challenges.
Such as community development, social welfare, and child affairs are very few in this fight. Because there are few officers in those offices. But for us to progress and do something and address this issue, we need everyone on board.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
It's been 20 incredible years of progress, and we couldn't have done it without you. To you, we say thank you. Twalumba, twatotela, sikomo, itubesi, twasanta. Part of the celebration. Join MTN today. MTN, what are we doing today? Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rates, mitengo, zama order, zamena jalandira, ife, pa Company Radio, nizi.
50 kg ondwe, 130. 50 kg repu, 100 kwacha. 50 kg chihuahua, 200. 50 kg impwa, 480. 50 kg delele, 450. 50 kg kalembula, 200. 50 kg lumanda, 230. 50 kg chinese, 140. 50 kg big mango, 450. 25 kg kandolo, 150. Bokosi ya tomato, 150. Onyoni ya redzi ponchi, 150. Onyoni ya white ponchi 90 kwacha. Nkuku zaloni 150. Tray ya maegesi 90 kwacha. Meda impwa 60 kwacha. Meda delele 60 kwacha. Meda green beans 30 kwacha. Meda usala 50 kwacha. Meda mpilipili 130. Meda masuku 70 kwacha. Meda mfungo 100 kwacha. Unji unji kalembula 10 kwacha. Unji unji ondwe 10 kwacha. Unji unji repu 10 kwacha. Unji unji chinese 10 kwacha. Unji unji lumanda 20 kwacha. Unji unji green pepper 5 kwacha. Unji unji kawawasha 5 kwacha. Unji unji vivimbi 20 kwacha. Unju unji visongole 15 kwacha. Unju